Good morning and welcome to Alcoholics Anonymous AA meeting on air. My name is Steve and I'm an alcoholic. We'll start our meeting with the Serenity Prayer. God,
grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
The preamble of Alcoholics Anonymous. Alcoholics Anonymous is a fellowship of men and women who share their experience, strength, and hope with each other that they may solve their common problem and help others to recover from alcoholism. The only requirement for membership is a desire to stop drinking. There are no dues or fees for AA membership. We are self-supporting through our own contributions. AA is not allied with any set, denomination, politics, organisation or institution, does not wish to engage in any controversy, and neither endorses nor opposes any causes. Our primary purpose is to stay sober and help other alcoholics to achieve sobriety. Welcome to our meeting this morning. We have members of our fellowship in, and they'll be sharing their experience, strength and hope about their journey of recovery from alcoholism. To start the sharing off this morning, John, do you want to share?
Thanks very much, Steve. Hi, everyone. My name's John, and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, John.
Hi, John.
I was a fairly late starter as far as drinking is concerned. I was 18 when I had my first drink, and it was glorious. I can still remember the feeling of suddenly fitting into place. You know, I just started at uni. I was feeling uncomfortable. I was feeling awkward all of the time, struggling to talk to people. But once that third drink hit me, a magical thing happened. And all of a sudden, I was okay with who I was. I was okay with who everyone around me was. And, it's like I finally slotted into place. And, I chased that feeling every day that year. I mean, I jumped straight in. There was no gradual increase in my drinking. I was off and away from the very start. Drinking became problematic for me pretty quickly, too. So about 2 years into it, I started failing subjects. I started getting into trouble with campus security. And some fairly serious stuff happened, which got me to think, well, maybe I should do something about this. So I think I was about 20 years old when I first approached a place that helped with alcoholism, went on to antabuse. I think I went without a drink for about 28 days and thought, well, this has actually been quite easy. I clearly don't have a problem. I just need to find new ways to control it, make sure I only drink maybe on weekends. And so I stopped taking the antabuse, started drinking again, and within a very short time was in trouble again. But somehow, I don't know, I managed to find a way to get through all of that. I mean, I ended up drinking for 25 years, so I must have done a whole lot of really interesting things in that time to keep myself convinced that I did not have a problem. I'll just fast forward straight to the end now, which was sad and pathetic. I was drinking alone. I was in a little room next to the garage because I wasn't allowed in the house much anymore except for showers, essentially. And my entire routine was I would get up at about 7 o'clock in the morning, half an hour before I had to be at work, quickly throw on some clothes, work as long as I could, which was becoming ever shorter. You know, I think I was supposed to work till 5. I started working till 4:30. Then I started working till 4. And I would just, you know, head home after work with whatever I needed for the night, sit down, watch Netflix, and drink until I passed out. Drinking for me had become just a search for oblivion. I was merely killing time, and literally just, you know, I'd come to the point where I was so miserable, I'd lost my family, I'd lost all useful and meaningful relationships in my life. It was just me and my bottle. And it was that point of despair and loneliness, wanting to die, but not having the courage to actively do it, trying to drink myself to death, but the alcohol wasn't doing it quickly enough, that my life became intolerable and I finally took the action that I needed to. I mean, I'd approached AA probably 2 years before that point, had really struggled with what that program looked like. like so many of us in this fellowship, didn't like the word God and didn't want any part of it. And so I had already decided that the 12 steps and AA would not work for me. But I went into rehab. And part of that program was attending at least 4 AA meetings a week. And it was there, with a little bit of clarity, that I finally began to see that people who had worked this ridiculous-looking program were sober for a long time and they were happy. And that was where I decided, having exhausted all other options, that I would give this a go. Regardless of my own beliefs or lack thereof, I just had to work this program because I knew there was nothing left. So, still had massive problems with God, was violently anti-religious, as the big book describes us, but had to do this, or I was going to die, and I was going to die miserably. So accepted AA as a higher power at first, just something that gave me a start, made me willing to believe that there was a power that wasn't me that could solve my drinking problem. And it was enough of a start. You know, it was once I got through those first three steps where I came to accept that I couldn't solve my own problem, that I needed help from a higher power, that I then started working step four. And the first thing on my resentment list in step four was God. And the miracle that happened at that time was I realized I'm not resentful against God. I'm resentful against my concept of God, the God I'd grown up with, which was judgmental, punished me for my mistakes. And, by following the instructions in the book on how to work with the resentment, I was released of that resentment. And I realized I can just let go of that concept of God and make a new one. And, that I feel was really a start. I kind of, having done that work in step four, I was able to go back to step three and make a new surrender to this God of my understanding. And, wonderful things came to pass after that. I mean, I worked through the rest of the steps, started making my amends, and I was, at that time, released of the need to drink. Life didn't instantly become wonderful. Got pretty good. But I'm in my third year now, and I've got to tell you, I'm struggling a bit. There are difficult things, you know. My children are developing, I guess, the faith in me that they can let me know what their experience was of my alcoholism. And they're getting angry. And they're starting to let me know how damaged they were. And this is very difficult stuff to face. To think that I had the fatherhood of my beautiful little children, whom I loved so much, taken from me. And trying to heal those things, which takes far more time than I'm comfortable with, is difficult. But as hard as it gets, I haven't felt the need to drink. I haven't even had the thought to drink. God, I thought I want to kill myself a few times, but I haven't needed to drink. And I know that these are just thoughts. They're not things I need to act on anymore. So long as I keep doing the simple things that the big book tells me to do on a daily basis, I'm okay. I feel safe and protected from the need to drink. I feel that I can survive this. I can get through it. As difficult as it is, you know, I get angry at God some days. I think, what the hell, you know? When is this going to come right? But I don't get to tell God how to do these things. I have accepted that I can't manage my own life, whether I'm drinking or not. And I need to be able to sit back, accept what's happening, and know that in the long run, this is a useful experience for me. And one day it'll be a useful experience to help someone else through maybe what I'm going through. So, you know, my acceptance, my gratitude, they fluctuate wildly from day to day. And my serenity fluctuates accordingly. When my acceptance is up, my serenity is up. When my acceptance is down, well, then I have a hard day. But that's okay. You know, I realize that I'm progressing. I don't need to be perfect. I can't be perfectly happy every day. I'm grateful for the days that I am okay. but I'm always incredibly grateful that I don't have to have another drink. You know, this program didn't promise me eternal happiness. This program didn't promise me that I'd always be okay about everything that goes on in my life. It told me I will not need to drink. I will be at peace. And I guess I am. Even when I'm unhappy, even when I'm feeling depressed, serenity is not happiness. Serenity is being okay with what's going on, no matter what that is. And I have that today. But I do have to just keep doing these things. You know, when I'm angry with God, some days I think, well, what the hell? What's the point of praying? He's not going to give me what I want. I guess that's where other people are so important to speak to, where they can just get me back in line, often tell me that their experience was the same, and then let me know how they got through it. I'm incredibly grateful for the program of Alcoholics Anonymous and the fellowship of Alcoholics Anonymous. I think I'm going to leave it at that. Thank you very much, Steve.
Thanks, John. You're listening to Alcoholics Anonymous on 104.6 Planet FM. We have members of our fellowship in this morning sharing their experience, strength, and hope about their journey of recovery from alcoholism. Our next person to share is Sarah. Do you want to share?
Oh, thanks, Steve. Hi, my name's Sarah, and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Sarah.
Good to be at a meeting this morning. So my experience, strength, and hope. I had my first drunk, when I was about 12. It was at a family wedding, and I truly believe that I was born an alcoholic. When I had that drink, the lights came on, basically. It seemed to take all the fear, all the anxiety, and all those feelings away that I'd been dealing with. And although I didn't keep drinking like an alcoholic from there, I certainly picked it up again a few years later, and my journey with alcohol was, it was really difficult. Alcohol took over every aspect of my life. I was at school, I was about 16, and I had the opportunity to leave school early and go to university, and I drank my way through university. Like the previous sharer was saying, I destroyed opportunities, and it infested every aspect of my life, my relationships, my career choices, and my choices were based around alcohol. I started to become a person that I didn't want to be. I didn't like what I was becoming, and I became unreliable, unemployable. I actually tried a lot of things to control my drinking. I tried psychiatrists, counsellors, medications, all sorts of ways that I could actually control my drinking. It never really came into my head to stop drinking. I came from a household where drinking was the norm. My parents were very hard working. They were loving parents, but Thursday to Sunday was party time, and I actually thought that that was normal. I remember as a child going to other people's houses, and people would have dinner at 6 o'clock and, you know, watch television and that sort of thing, and I used to think they were boring, to be honest. And I guess that drinking had become the norm, you know. When I was in my 20s, I decided that I needed a job and I needed a career path, because I had done all the ologies at university and sort of drank my way into failure, for want of a better word. And I got some qualifications, and basically lied my way through getting those qualifications. No one ever had any more dead relatives than me when it came to assignments due. But, you know, even getting married, I tried marriage to normalise my life. That didn't work. Nothing worked. So, to make a long story very short, one day I had been out on a big binge and I came home in the morning, and I don't know if there's anyone listening out there, but, you know, that morning thing where you've been out all night and you shouldn't have been, and you should have been home hours earlier, and everyone's looking at you like you're, you know, oh my gosh, what is she doing? And I just had this, I looked up and I said, God, there's got to be more to life than this. And about 5 hours later, I was in a detox. I stayed there for about 9 days. And when I came home, I started going to AA. And, yeah, it was like my first meeting, I remember thinking, oh, my goodness, this is such a weird place, you know, what are these people talking about? But I knew in my heart that I had found something, that I had found people that understood me. I found acceptance. I found people that shared the same stories, similarities. We're all different and similar in lots of ways, but I found somewhere where I could feel a part of and a sense of belonging that I hadn't felt really for forever. So I've been sober for 20 years, and it is the best thing I have ever done in my life. It is, it has saved my life, and it is also, it has actually allowed me to become more of the person I've always wanted to be. And although it's a journey, and I'll never stop learning in AA, which is really what I love about it, I've made lifelong friends in AA. I can be alone, but I don't have to be lonely anymore. And it's given me a life that I never thought I could have. I have a lovely partner. I'm a good mother. My son has never seen me drunk. He's 20, 21. And he... I remember when he was about six and he said to me, "What's drunk?" And I thought, oh, my goodness, you know... I knew what drunk was when I was about two. So I am very, very grateful for the opportunities that I've had that AA has given me. And for anyone who's struggling out there, there is hope. I was very depressed when I was drinking. I felt very sad a lot of the time. And I just had this inability to connect with people. I always felt like I was different, like everyone else had this life thing sorted and I didn't, and I could never understand why. And AA's given me my life back. Well, it's given me a new life, and also the opportunity to share the message with other people, and to not be as self-obsessed as I was. I always think that the path to unhappiness is self-obsession, and I am very glad that a lot of the time I can actually think of somebody else. And I do have a higher power in my life. I have spirituality. I'm not a churchgoer. It's fine, you know, whatever floats your boat. But for me, it's spirituality, and it's given me that spirituality that I never had in my life as well. So my advice is, if anyone out there is struggling with their drinking, come to AA. The answers are here. The solution is here. It was for me. It's an absolute miracle that I stopped drinking, and I will forever be grateful for that. And thanks for asking me to share, Steve.
Thanks, Sarah. You're listening to Alcoholics Anonymous on 104.6 Planet FM. We have members of our fellowship in, and they're sharing their experience, strength and hope about their journey of recovery from alcoholism. The last person to share this morning is Nick. Do you want to share?
Yeah, you're with Steve. Yeah, my story is kind of weird because I've just been listening to the other sharers, and even though our stories are quite different, they're very similar, and that's what I love about AA. I can always, in a message, relate to whatever's been said. My journey, I guess, and sort of started quite young. I remember, I grew up in a home where I had most things. I didn't really relate to my parents. I was quite distant, and from quite early age, I would generally spend as much time, especially in the weekends, staying with other people, with friends. I remember my first real drink. I was at intermediate, and had a big bottle of beer, and I loved the taste. A lot of people share they don't like the taste of alcohol. I loved the taste, and yeah, that was, I guess, the start of my journey with around alcohol, right through intermediate into high school. I gravitated towards the drinkers, and there was quite a crew of us that were into alcohol. I guess what it made me feel, because even from early age, I remember that I was always quite an anxious person. I used to worry a lot, and I used to always, I still remember now that I'd worry about something, and it would sit with me for days, and it would be absolutely nothing really to worry about. And then the freedom of when that anxiety went away, and it might only be for a short time. And I really remember that so clearly. And those sort of times was, I guess, when I felt normal. Yeah, so I guess my drinking progressed. I was a type of drinker that sort of started out binge drinking, weekend warrior. I was playing rugby league at the time, and even at sort of 15, 16, we were drinking quite heavily at the club. It was kind of normal back then. I played in a team that was kind of the flagship for the club. We were the only team that ever won anything. And, people would be bringing us crates of beer. And that went on for many years. I didn't really get into a lot of trouble drinking. But for me, it was, I guess, an escape for just feeling feeling uncomfortable all the time. I was kind of the type of person, I've heard it, other people share in Alcoholics Anonymous, I would be able to kind of mix with anyone. As long as there was alcohol involved, I was fine. And as I went through, I got a bit similar to the speaker earlier. I kind of got married really quickly, and that was going to fix me. But what I found was, I was in a relationship for sort of 17 years, and once again, I kind of was there but wasn't present, always discontented. If I was doing one thing, I wanted to be doing something else. And I guess part of that discontented too as I was, I was often in jobs I didn't want to do. I was uneducated. I really struggled at school. And in saying that too, I got through in other aspects around my personality. And I had some good jobs through that time, but still I was kind of limited around education. Then that was something, I guess, that played on my mind, that I didn't have a lot of choices. And as my drinking, what happened, I got to about 37, and I guess it got to a stage where I was really kind of depressed all the time. It was really normal, that depression. I was just not in, my life was just not going well. And the thing for me too, and I share this often in my sharing, is I still had a lot of drinking left in me, but internally I was shot, I never really ever had thoughts of suicidal thoughts than anything. I just thought that this is my lot. You know, I'd get home, drink, go to work, come home and drink. And by the end, I was a daily drinker. I wasn't drinking till oblivion, but I just needed something to just take that edge off. I couldn't relax, and alcohol gave me that. So I came into AA, which seems kind of quite an average age for the New Zealand male, around that 37, 38. Seems to be the age when, you know, we've got responsibilities, mortgages. I had a young family when I came into AA. I had a about 3-month-old girl and a 4-year-old son. And I really came into AA, just to get my wife off my back, really. But also, I was sick of my life. So that was kind of thrown in there as well. You know, I went to my first AA meeting and I left that AA meeting, I guess, with some hope. You know, I saw these people that were happy and laughing. I hadn't laughed for years. I didn't find anything funny. Life was just a drag. And so I came into the rooms of AA and I've been here now for 16 years or 15 years. 15 years. And I guess what it's given me is it's given me a life. You know, my children, I'm able to give my children what they need now and present for them, and I am a far different person. It's allowed me to go and get educated. Now, you know, I'm in a job. I always say I don't enjoy working, but I am in a job that that I can give back to, you know, people that are suffering through addiction. And I've got a really good life. I've got a great partner. It only took me nearly, you know, 45 years to find her, but I did. Yeah, and life is really, really good. So I guess, you know, if you're thinking about coming to AA, hey, we, you know, just a bunch of normal people just trying to get through life without alcohol. So, yeah, I'll just leave it at that. Thank you.
Thanks, Nick. You've been listening to Alcoholics Anonymous on 104.6 Planet FM. We've had members of our fellowship in, and we've been sharing our experience, strength and hope about our journeys of recovery from alcoholism this morning. If you've identified with our stories and you'd like to do something about your drinking, there's two things you can do. You can log on to aa.org.nz, and under the button of meetings, there's a list of all meetings right throughout the Auckland area and up and down the country. The other thing you can do is phone 0800 AA Works, and this will put you in contact with an AA member in your local area. And we'll be back here again next Sunday at 10:45 on 104.6 Planet FM with Alcoholics Anonymous, AA, meeting on air. And we'll close our meeting with the Serenity Prayer.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.